NYCTV is the city's own television station, and it used to be, well, a sleepy place, not exactly known for cutting-edge broadcasts. Under Mayor Bloomberg, who made his fortune in the media business, the annual budget of NYCTV jumped from about $2 million to over $10 million and attracted some of the younger, ambitious types who populate the Bloomberg administration. Reporter Tom Robbins of The Village Voice has a story out that digs a little deeper into a recent scandal at the top of the agency. He joins me now. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
So city investigators exposed a scam in which the head of business operations at NYCTV stole some $60,000. That man was fired, but the story didn't end there, right? What happened next?
The firing of a guy named Trevor Scotland, who had been the chief of business operations for WNYCTV, only emerged after the city's Department of Investigation undertook a deep investigation into what was going on at their station after getting complaints that top officials there were basically AWOL, that some of the executives were not present in their offices and that they were using city equipment and time to work on their private projects. And after Scotland was fired, I got a hold of a city memo which laid out much of that investigation, and that's what I wrote about.
Right, and we're talking about NYCTV, not WNYCTV, right?
Okay.
Okay. Now, the top executive at the network, Eric Weerson, resigned less than a week after that criminal case. I understand there are lots of questions about whether he used his office for personal gain. Tell us what you found out.
Well, to me, the most startling was that Eric Weerson, who was the general manager and chief executive of the city station, plus his legal counsel and the chief of production, a bunch of other top officials, had managed to spend time traveling around the world, going to the Middle East and Europe, making their own full-length feature documentary at the same time that they were running the station. And that was one of the things that the city's investigators looked into. And one of the things that I found most interesting was that the movie, which deals with the 1979 Camp David peace accords, emerged after one of NYCTV's top customers, a guy named Leon Charney, a city real estate baron, had suggested the idea to them and then introduced them to some banker who was a friend of his in Indiana, of all places, who agreed to foot the bill. It all just seemed incredibly convenient.
Right. So the head of the network, you know, it looks like he did gain personally from his position there and you know, worked the system. But at the same time, he did change NYCTV from what it was, this kind of sleepy, you know, place where you would go watch city council meetings, to a place that was producing some glitzy and kind of interesting cultural programming for the city. He won a lot of Emmys
like
for the station.
So you're welcome to it. I don't understand. Why is the city in that business? You guys spun off. You became independent. I really didn't understand that. Listen, to me, C-SPAN, which were the old NYCTV was supposed to be the city's equivalent, is a blessing. I don't understand why they don't mirror what C-SPAN does. I don't think we need these new glitzy shows.
Okay, well, that's one man's opinion. But it did win some Emmys. We'll give it that. That's a fact, and it has garnered some critical acclaim. Do you think the troubles at the network have a broader significance in terms of Mayor Bloomberg and how he managed city agencies in the last 8 years? And if so, how?
Well, here's one where, listen, Bloomberg's a media mogul. This was his area of expertise. Eric Weerson, his wife was a top Bloomberg LP executive. He worked in Bloomberg's 2001 campaign, and he was somebody picked him to run the agency. The mayor of Bloomberg's office refused to tell me who chose him. They said the mayor didn't, but someone chose Eric Weerson to run this. He clearly was very friendly with the mayor, and no one was minding the store.
Now, very briefly to wrap up, you know, the mayor responded fairly decisively to the scandal by moving control of the station to another agency. What other changes have been put in place?
Well, there's all the entire top executives are gone now. They were all allowed to quietly resign. There are inquiries going on by the Conflicts of Interest Board, which I'm not sure that they're going to lead to very much, but the entire unit has now been placed under the mayor's office itself, under his film and broadcasting office, which is run by another former Bloomberg LP executive.
All right. Tom Robbins is a writer who wrote the cover story for the current issue of The Village Voice. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.